Meet me at the altar. Meet me at the altar. Meet me at the altar. What's going on, listeners? From the title, you can tell what we are going to discuss today. It's just going to be a super, super, superficial touch of this subject. It's not going to be long, drawn out, or anything of that nature. Alimony, aka spousal support. For those of you who do not know, that is payment from a spouse who has covered most of the bills during most of the bills and taken care of the other spouse during the marriage. But not necessarily has to be the wife receiving spousal support. It could be the ex-husband receiving spousal support. It all depends on who was the main breadwinner taking care of everything in the marriage. I did just a superficial digging on this subject because I was just sitting there thinking, what could be my next podcast topic? And alimony just popped in my head. These are ways that could... Oh, well, let me start by saying that if the marriage lasted 20 years but less than 30, it could be up to, well, it could be 7+ years of alimony spousal support, depending on the spouse receiving the spousal support, what they have going on, and things of that nature. If the marriage lasted 30 years, it could be up to 10, well, it could be 10 or more years of spousal support, depending on things with the spouse that's receiving spousal support. And a couple of these ways I knew it could end spousal support because it's just common sense. Number one, if the person paying spousal support passes away, and I've thought about this, but not just deeply. What if the person receiving spousal support got remarried? What happens then? Well, spousal support ends then when they get remarried. I think it would be common sense, but you know, you never really know if you've never looked into things or you've never dealt with that situation. You'll never know. And the third is if the person receiving spousal support is living with someone who they are having a romantic relationship with. I did not know that. And you know, a lot of the ex-spouses, they don't keep in contact with each other. The one just receives the payments and keep on going. But I wonder, what is the repercussion if the other spouse that's receiving the support gets remarried or is living with someone and they don't report it and they receive spousal support for, let's just say at the minimum 7 years. What happens when that does come to light, and it's found out? What comes to light and it's found out? What happens? Like, what if they started being in a romantic relationship, let's say, 7 months after the divorce, and they're receiving spousal support? So that whole 7 years, and they've been with someone, or possibly even got remarried sometime in between those 7 years, and they hadn't reported it. What are the repercussions that might be have? That might be something I have to look into and see, you know, because this topic just came to my head. Like, 10 minutes ago, and I was like, let me do it. And I just did a little light searching and, you know, came up with that. And, you know, like some of these celebrities that's paying spousal support, and you see them paying anywhere from thousands to millions a month. And that's like, wow. Wow. Versus some average Joe who may pay $500 to $1,000 or something like that. It's a big difference being a celebrity and being an average Joe. But you let me know your thoughts on alimony and spousal support. If you can add to what I'm saying, leave a voicemail, and my next podcast you could be featured. Just let me know your thoughts and what you know about spousal support. Have you been through divorce and got spousal support? You know, just let me know.